Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Yesterday afternoon, Governor Ned Lamont from Connecticut said there have been 15,884 coronavirus cases in the state. The number of deaths associated with a positive COVID-19 test now stands at 971. Also, he said 1,926 are hospitalized and 53,122 have been tested so far. On another note, Reopen Connecticut Advisory Group has outlined the ways the state of Connecticut and economy can reopen. Those ways include the following: a 14-day decline of cases, hospitalizations, mass testing, contacting tracing, and self-isolation, protect high-risk populations, adequate supply of PPE, continued physical distancing regulations, and adequate health care capacity for all. As we do during this pandemic, we open up with the case numbers throughout our region. Local Northwest Corner COVID case numbers as of 12 noon yesterday: Falls Village, none; Cornwall, 1; Kent, 5; New Milford, 97; Norfolk, 4; North Canaan, 4; Salisbury, 5; and Sharon, 8. In Dutchess County, the COVID-19 numbers as of 12 noon yesterday, locally: active cases, Amenia, 13; Clinton, 15; Dover, 34; Milan, 7; Millerton Village, less than 5; Northeast, less than 5; Pauling, 21; Pauling Village, less than 5; Pine Plains, 7; Pleasant Valley, 37; Red Hook, 18; Red Hook Village, less than 5; Rhinebeck, 45; Rhinebeck Village, 9; Stamford, 6; Tivoli Village, less than 5; and Washington, 10. In Columbia County, as of 3 p.m. yesterday, 10 community members passed away from COVID-19 over the course of the pandemic. 102 positive cases of COVID-19, 49 of 102 cases have recovered from COVID-19, 10 of the positive cases are hospitalized, 3 of those are in ICU. They've received 779 test results completed for Columbia County residents. 76 Columbia County residents are under mandatory quarantine and 10 under precautionary quarantine. There are 6 residents with suspected but not tested cases. Meanwhile, in Berkshire County, COVID-19 cases as of 12 noon yesterday: Adams, 25; Alfred, none; Beckett, 10; Cheshire, less than 5; Clarksburg, 6; Dalton, 6; Florida, less than 5; Great Barrington, 30; Hancock, less than 5; Hinsdale, less than 5; Lanesboro, less than 5; Lee, 10; Lenox, 10; Monterey, none; Mount Washington, none; New Ashford, none; New Marlboro, less than 5; North Adams, 29; Otis, 5; Peru, 5; Pittsfield, 111; Richmond, 5; Sandusfield, less than 5; Savoy, less than 5; Sheffield, 9; Stockbridge, 6; Turingham, less than 5; Washington, less than 5; West Stockbridge, less than 5; Williamstown, 74; and Windsor, none. The Massachusetts state total is 28,163. The Connecticut Department of Labor successfully processed 60,000 claims Wednesday night. They're utilizing new software improvements, and they anticipate another batch of 60,000 claims were to be processed last night. Hartford healthcare officials have confirmed an employee is dead after testing positive for COVID-19. Officials did not say where the employee worked or at which hospital the employee was being treated. New York will extend its stay-at-home order through May 15th, a move that will keep non-essential businesses and schools closed until at least then, according to Governor Cuomo. The New York pause order first issued on March 22nd. Patients diagnosed with coronavirus have been placed in nursing homes in Dutchess County under a mandate from the State Department of Health. The County Department of Behavioral and Community Health confirmed there are nursing homes in Dutchess County who have been assigned COVID-19 patients, and they're being treated in the isolation area of those facilities. The Grand Rehabilitation and Nursing River Valley in Poughkeepsie is one facility that has taken in patients, according to a resident there. In Dutchess County, 11 deaths have occurred in nursing homes. Patients discharged to nursing homes would either be a resident of the facility originally or someone who needs rehab services or a long-term stay due to medical needs. In honor of Earth Day, April 22nd, the Sharon Energy and Environment sponsoring a roadside trash pickup day this coming Saturday, the 18th. You'll meet at 10 a.m. outside the Sharon Library. Gloves and bags will be provided. You'll need to practice social distancing. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find them on Facebook and also interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 23,537.68, the NASDAQ at 8532.36, and the S&P 500 at 2799.55. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.